program is Ilya Bodner. He's the Senior Vice President of Business Development at Go Big Media. And joining us as well on this segment of Go Big Radio is Craig Talley. He's a Senior Business Analyst over at GoBigNetwork.com. Gentlemen, good morning.
How are you?
Thank you for joining us. You have a new program at Go Big Network called Investor Match. What is Investor Match and how does it work?
Well, Investor Match is a program that we have that we support our clients with to basically identify the right investor for their needs. You know, they're looking for a specific amount of money for a specific opportunity, and we can take those requirements, run it through our database, come out with a what amounts to a prioritized list of investors that fit their needs. Those investors are looking for the same type of deals that these individual companies are presenting, and so they're most likely to work with them.
When you look at matching services like this, Craig, how is the Go Big Network version of the process, how is it different than some of the others that are in the space?
Well, there's kind of three things that stick out. Number one, we prepare our clients thoroughly. We get them ready to get in front of the investor. A lot of companies don't do that kind of preparation. So we'll get them a crisp business plan that an investor can easily and readily understand and you know, get really clear on what the opportunity is and what the payback is. Secondly, it's about getting to the right investor. We've got over 20,000 investors in our network, and you could sit there for a long time trying to find them on your own. We can run this simple program and identify them very quickly, get you to the right investor, and then you know, the last part of it is just the speed part of it all. A lot of these opportunities are opportunities that have to happen relatively quickly, or in some cases even beat a competitor to the market. And so the quicker you can get to the funding and quicker you can identify the investor that can provide that funding is pretty vital.
If I have it right, you have a platform where a certain amount of information, perhaps detailed information, is given both about by investors, you know, in other words, informing the database what the investor is looking for, what their appetite is for, and then as well for the companies. If you could just kind of drill down a little bit, what is the intelligence like in terms of the relevancy? Part of what you're speaking to there is you're really filtering out so the right matches happen. Tell us a little bit about how the analysis works.
Yeah, what we do is we actually listen to the client and understand their specifics and what segment it might be in. If they are looking for an investor within their area or their state or not, if it's the type of investor matters, we'll pay attention to that. And we'll take all that information, and effectively it's just a query of the database that we run. Mm. And it filters the 20,000 or so investors we have in there down to the ones that are specific to that need. So those investors are looking for that exact type of deal as well, which increases your odds of linking up with the one that you end up doing business with.
Craig, are there buckets of types of deals that in your own mind as the analyst there that you segment? In other words, how do you sort of think about the verticals?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. We kind of look at dollar amount. Typically, you know, for companies looking for under $200,000, we'll go with the top 10. Typically, the companies that are looking for between $250,000 and maybe up to almost $1 million, we'll go with the top 25. And then companies that are looking for multiple millions of dollars, or in some cases even multiple investors, then we'll go up to the top 50. Just through our experience, we find that tends to be how it shakes out, and generally in that type of number range, you can find the right one based on how we filter them down. And then we'll go talk to the investor, do a warm introduction for our client, and
oh, wow,
get the dialogue started so that they can actually figure out if a deal can be reached between between the two.
Okay, very good. So it's a highly customized model. You have this introduction that you do. That's fascinating. Let's reel back a little bit into the process, the matter of creating the documentation, the business plan, the consultancy that you guys provide. Tell us a little bit about how that might look if I were a small business owner coming to you for some assistance.
Well, we have a business plan writing capability where the client has three choices. We have templates that we can provide them where they can actually do it themselves.
Yeah.
And utilize those templates as an approach to put it together.
Mm.
We can actually review one that they've already put together to kind of give it a look from an investor standpoint to see if it's going to withstand any scrutiny that the investor may put under it.
Yeah.
And then the third option is for us to actually write it for them. We've partnered with Michael Robbins, who's an industry-leading business plan writer, and he'll actually put the information together and provide two sections. The first section is text. That's typically 15 to 20 pages, and the second section is a 24-month financial projection section. Typically, that's 12 to 15 pages, and he'll take anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks to put that together. Typically, it's two, but if it's a more complex opportunity, it might take a little longer.
Sure.
But we allow the customer. What we try to do is be a bit chameleon-like to the customer in that we offer a range of choices for them to make, because some of them want to do it on their own, and that's fine. But
right.
The bottom line is we want them, when they have that moment in front of the investor, we want them to be prepared and be ready. So, the important part of it is doing the business plan, because that's the first thing the investor is going to look at. They're going to want to understand the opportunity and what the return is, and that's what the business plan is all about. So we allow the customer to create their own approach to that by either allowing them templates to do it themselves, or a review of something they already have put together to make sure it's ready, or to in fact do it completely all for them and get them in a spot where they're going to impress the investor. There's so many companies out there that blow it when they get in front of the investor because they're not prepared, and the investor just looks at them and blows them out because they can't articulate what the opportunity is or what the return is going to be.
What's the question that investors ask most often that you see the business owners crater on?
Just not being able to tell them truly what the opportunity is and how much money they're going to need and when they're going to get that return. What is the return?
Yeah, what is the return?
If I could just jump in for a
Please.
Moment, this is Ilya Bodner. I wanted to stress that the elevator pitch is where a lot of our customers, common mistakes that entrepreneurs make, they simply don't have a way to quickly and easily explain what is it that they're trying to achieve so that the investor can quickly and easily understand what they're going to invest in.
Right.
And that's something that we've implemented into this investor matching service as well for a specific product that Craig and I are working on. We have a couple of folks here in the office that sit and help draft elevator pitches and executive summaries for the entrepreneurs that do decide to hire us for the investor matching services, simply helping them figure out a quick and easy way in a paragraph or two to explain what is it that they're trying to achieve. And that's as simple as it is, an area that a lot of entrepreneurs and small businesses just come short on.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Ilya Bodner and Craig Talley. Ilya is a Senior Vice President of Business Development, and Craig Talley, the Senior Business Analyst at GoBigNetwork.com. You guys have a huge population there at the network, but are there certain kinds of business models that you're tending to see more of, a flavor that seems more popular, or a couple of them that seem more popular of late?
Recently, healthcare has gotten bigger and bigger. There's still a lot of activity in real estate.
Interesting.
Seems mm-hmm. to be a growing segment in entertainment as well, believe it or not.
That's cool. And the real estate side, are you seeing an appetite, for multifamily projects, or what, if you could drill down a one layer deep?
Some of it is centered around commercial real estate and just acquisition of it and build out of it. And then there's another segment where people are coming in and actually buying up the foreclosed properties, both in single family version as well as multi-units.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about how this service, Investor Match, folds into a membership for a member at Go Big Network.
effectively we that allows us to take it to the next level. You know, if they're on the website as a member or a subscriber, that's kind of, we call it the do-it-yourself program. It's more of a passive way of approaching funding. You can either post a message and let the investors come to you, or you can be a subscriber and actually see all the investors and message directly to them and start the dialogue that way. But that's all on you. And let's face it, most of these individuals are very busy. They have a lot more important things on their plate than trying to find that right one. And that's where our personalized service comes in. We can take that to the next level and take their requirements and use our expertise to dial into the right investor and free up their time so that they can go do, you know, the things that are more important to them, like, you know, work on getting that business off the ground or keep it going and growing.
Absolutely. Craig Talley, Ilya Bodner, as always, thanks for joining us on Go Big Network Radio. We'll do it again, continuing with updates on the features you guys are offering over there. Appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.